You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG and the Premier Boy Podcast. And welcome to another episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. First and foremost, I just want to say Happy New Year. We are finally in 2021. Yes, we're finally here. I just grateful, thank God for being alive. Thank God for my health improving every day. Thank God for my family and friends safe. And I'm just happy to let all of us do bigger and better things for 2021. So y'all probably wondering, why am I here now? I thought I would premiere in the episode. I thought season 4 premiere was on January 17th and January 18th. Well, you know, I couldn't stay along for too long. So I wanted to give y'all a bonus episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You know, so this would be the official first episode of 2021. And yeah, so on this episode, basically, I'm going to give y'all more about me. I'm gonna tell y'all more about me. Y'all can get to know the host a little bit better, even though y'all probably already know the host. But I'm gonna drop some more facts about me. Also, what's going on for season 4 and beyond of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. I guess you can think of this as the pilot episode from 2 years ago. You know, basically, they just said this is a reboot of the pilot episode. Basically, I'm basically updating the pilot episode, basically. You know, when I first did that episode, I was, like, nervous. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what the plan was for the show. Now, I guess I got a better thing to say about, you know, how to do things. So, I clearly, even though this is a bonus episode, y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, enjoy this first song.
This is Anthony from the Beautiful Feet Podcast, and you're listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this amazing show. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey y'all, what up? This is Jay Siobhan from Surviving the Journey podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle podcast. All right, holla.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, like I said in the intro, I'm gonna give y'all more about me. Y'all go get to know me a little better. And I gotta let you know the feature of, you know, my life and everything. So you already know, my name is Kenneth Leroy Powell Jr. But they call me Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Everybody been asking me this question for a very, very long time. Why do I go by Ken? I go by Ken because, you know, me and my father got the same name. And I kind of want to get my own identity. So that's basically what that about. How did I get the name Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman? So, you know, over the years, I had many names over the years. I tried to, find my identity. I didn't want people to call me Kenneth. You know, I honestly don't really like that name like that, to be honest with you. And, you know, family call me Kenny. But I do feel like I wanted to have my own identity for myself. So over the year, I've been going through transitions and names. You know, I named myself the Poetry Man at one point. That was high school stuff. Then I named myself The Ken. Don't know why I was thinking with that. Named myself Ken, aka Mr. Soul Star. Which stick for a little bit, and how I got that name was inspired by New Soul Child album, Soul Star, and that name stick for a little bit. But as I got older, I wanted to change my name, so I stick with Ken. So I just told people call me Ken, and when I was in 11th grade high school, and stick. So like, cool. So I do needed a brand name, and I didn't want to use Soul Star for the transition of my life, you know. And so, I believe it was 2008, and you know, Neo, which is one of my favorite artists, he came out with an album called Year of the Gentleman. And, you know, I want to call myself at Mr. Gentleman, but I didn't want to use Mr. Gentleman because Neo was called known as the Gentleman. But, at the time when I spoke to a lot of people, like, yo, should I name myself Mr. Gentleman? And people were like, yeah, you should. Cause, I mean, you are a gentleman, you know, at the end of the day. You should call yourself. But I didn't want to represent a name. And I didn't have my background that matched that name. So I was debating a lot. But then I realized that, you know, I'm not perfect. But I do see myself as a gentleman. I do a lot of things as a gentleman. And not an act. It's what I am. So, you know, from 2009, I named myself Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. That's how that happened. And, you know, I'm not the perfect gentleman, but in life, who is perfect? Nobody perfect in life. I made a lot of mistakes. But, you know, going by that name, I do feel like it represents me, especially more now than ever, you know. But a lot of opportunity that you got for that name, you know, people know me. Good rap and bad rap. And yeah. But back to more facts about me. Had three sisters. Mother and father's been together for many years, almost 38 years. And I've been pretty much raised in a Christian family, you know. Also, around 2006, I kind of stopped going to church on and off, probably to something that happened around that year. But I don't want to get to that. And of course, I could find myself back at church, then find myself away from church again. And yeah, I mean, as of now, I mean, I'm back in it now, but, you know, also over the years, I did a lot of stuff over the years. You know, I started doing music, which we, you know, we started at doing high school, me and my bros, you know. Then released a song of 2009, when the soul starting name called My Name Is Gentleman. Then I do feel like I want to do more with my life. I always wanted the type that want to try everything. So after music, you know, I started doing club promoting. And I've been doing that for 9 years. We just made 9 years recently. Then after that, I started doing acting in 2014, 2015. And I ain't gonna lie, as a kid, that was something I always wanted to do. But I didn't want to do it because the reason why I would get to in a moment. But you know, as time went on, a friend of mine gave me the opportunity to take that chance, and I took that chance. So I did two acting shows, and then the reason why I stopped, because I went for the audition to be on a web series, and I don't even think that web series ever happened. But when I went for the audition, I did really, really, really terrible in the audition for that web series, and it kind of lost courage. Completely. So I pretty much stepped away from acting completely. Until last year, when I was supposed to be on my cousin's web series, which I would play as a drug dealer named Lori James. The project never happened, never came out, but it was good to slowly get back into it. Hopefully in the future I do more acting in the future, get back to it, and do it more seriously. And then also, after that, I became a promoter. I became a podcast host, I bug it. Yeah, in 2019 I became a podcast host, which was something that I always wanted to do as well. But reason why I haven't done that, and I mean the other stuff that I wanted to do, was because, you know, growing up as a kid, I had speech problems. And, you know, that became a big thing of me not stepping out there sooner. And basically holding me back from many things. A lot of things social. You know, I mean, it was bullied a lot as a kid. And I did not have the most easiest childhood. I don't know, in a future episode, I'll probably get to more about that. But just a brief on that, my childhood was easy behind that. You know, I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't the best thing with the ladies, you know. And, you know, it's been a major struggle for all my years. Even now doing the podcast, because it's come out now when I'm nervous. And a lot of times, y'all probably wonder why I'm stuttering a lot. That's the reason why, you know. Every time I think about things, and I try my best not to mess up. But, you know, when I mess up, that shows that I'm me, you know. So I guess growing up and discovering recently, you know, dealing with, you know, I had social anxiety. So when I get in front of the crowd or speak in front of people or stuff like that, I'm not big with social things. I'm not big with, you know, talking in front of people and stuff like that. And I know a lot of people wondering, but you did a lot of stuff. You did acting, you did the podcast, you did promoting. You did a lot of stuff. It was talking to people. True. But I managed to do a lot of things behind that to get over that, you know. I know a lot of people say, oh, wow. But, you know, it's the truth. I mean, I'm more of a behind the scenes type of person, but I became the spotlight when I know I had to handle it when it comes to my brand, and I know I had to handle it. And not easy. You know, it's not easy at all. It's not easy. But maybe a later episode, in a future episode, season 4, I would talk more about, you know, the bullying and stuff like that, and how I overcame it, and a lot of stuff like that. But yeah, you know, as a person, you know, I'm laid back. I ambitious. I always want to be, always want to do better every day. I always try to stay positive. I'm always very shy, especially around the ladies, you know. But yeah, another thing is, like, I know this is like a biggest issue for me, but I don't like to ask for help. And I know, I mean, yeah, I probably do need help every here and there, but I'm always been the type that I could do stuff on my own. I know when somebody do something simple for me, and I mean, like something that I never asked for. I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate it, but you know, if I didn't ask for it, I don't need it, you know, that's just me. And that could be an issue, because I do need help sometimes. I do, it's just the pride of me don't like to ask for help. And you know, since I've been picked on as a kid, I like, always felt like I was the lone wolf. No matter where I'm at, you know, I have a bunch of families, I got a bunch of friends, you know. But, you know, always felt like the lone wolf, you know. Always felt like the lonely guy in a crowded room. And, yeah, I mean, that's just it. I mean, you know, and behind that, it's always hard for me to trust a lot of people as well, you know. You know, when you get hurt a lot, you know, friends, people you thought were your friends, or relationships where you thought it was genuine, they use you, people hit you up to use you for things, and that is me. I got a hard time with trusting people, you know, and that's always been me, you know. So if you generally, you know, care about me and come with the best interest, you know, I thank y'all for that, you know, but that is me. And yeah, I know over the years I've been learning to open up more to people, trusting people more, which is why this is a big step for me, because opening up to y'all, you know, opening up to the listeners, you know. And cause I already know many years ago I would not be able to do this, open up about, you know, things in my life. But, you know, doing the podcast show, you know, it shows a lot of growth in me that yeah, if I'm working on doing this long term, you know, in the long run, then yeah, I gotta open up myself, you know, and prove to, you know, show y'all that, you know, this is my story and this is what I get through. This is not a time for y'all to feel sorry for me. I'm not asking for that at all. You know, I didn't want y'all to know my story. It has been something that I've been holding in for many years. Because it's been something I've been holding in for many years, and I think it's time to open up, you know. And like I said on the season three finale of Mr. Gemini the podcast, I did told y'all season four I will open up more about a lot. And I guess to say this is the start of that, you know, opening up. But I know one thing about, you know, what my dreams are, always been my dream. Of course, it's to be an actor, of course. That always been my dream. I know the one show that I always wanted to be on was Degrassi. And I don't know, always wanted to be on that show. It's just like, man, I mean, I'm not now, but of course, when Drake was in the show, I always wanted to be in that show. Also, one of my dreams is to be a radio host. You know, I always want to be on WBLS, you know, in New York City. That's my dream radio station I always want to be on. If not, have my own studio, you know. Also, in the promoter side, my dream for that is own a lounge restaurant, you know. And now let me get back to the promoter side a little bit. But I know at the moment, you know, we have my team, YPGENT. No, we've been doing promoting for 9 years now. We just made 9 years on New Year's Eve. And, you know, me, myself, and Mr. Aaron Sand, we started a movement, you know, a very long time ago. If y'all heard the story on episode 46, I spoke about, you know, about that, more on that, you know. And, yeah, and Yeah, it was a fun journey. We don't know what's going to happen with that due to, you know, the pandemic still not opening spots. Even though people are promoted to do a secret pop to the other location, but I'm not doing that. So, yeah, you know, I guess when the time happened to open up again, I guess I see where I'm at with that. But, you know, right now, that is pretty much up in the air at the moment. And, but yeah. So, my love life. You know, I've been single for 6 years now. You know, last relationship I had was in 2015. I'm not going to get too deep into that because I was most likely talk about it on the Valentine's Day episode like I do every year. So, I talk about my love life and my updated love life. But you know, as of, you know, like I said, childhood, that was another thing that messed me up. You know, I could never have a stable relationship because it was always, I always felt like something was wrong with me. Always felt like, you know, the ones that I do want, they didn't want me because I was too much of a nice guy. I didn't have the look, I didn't have the appeal look they're looking for. Apparently in their eyes, I was ugly, but that is what it is. I mean, I know I'm not ugly, but, you know, but when you hear that as a kid, you know, being called names, like ugly, gay, faggot, all these crazy names, when you know you're not that, but as a kid, you know, it hurts you, you know, and like stuff like that, it scarred you for life, you know, and even though, of course, as I got older, I managed to turn into myself, you know. And I don't let stuff like that get to me no more, you know. But, you know, with social media and stuff, you know, social media is, you know, as I try my best to use it for business, but when it comes to personal search, you know, it hurts. Not only hurt me, but hurt a lot of people. And I feel like people need to start using that as an important tool again instead of for their own benefits. And yeah, and you know, I know I'm going all over the place right now, but with this conversation, but yeah, let's just say that, you know, no matter all that I've been through, a lot of stuff that I do for a reason, you know. You know, with the, as y'all in my page, you know, I post a lot of inspirational quotes. You know, I say that a lot of Mr. German fact quote a day on my show, and when, you know, when people see you on your page, you know, even though people may not listen to your project, people may not listen to your music, people may not listen to the stuff you follow, the stuff you do, but I know when people, you know, see stuff and they know they do well, they gotta give you props to acknowledge it. And there was a few people that apparently a lot of my stories inspired them. I didn't know that inspired a lot of people. You know, I had people, somebody come, you know, when I promote in the club one time, they're like, "Hey, you can't meet the gentleman." I'm like, "Yeah." It's like, "Well, I just want to say I thank you for your post. Your post inspired me." And you know, I go through a bad time, when I see a post, it inspired me, and I want to thank you for that. And when I was seeing stuff like that, you know, just, you know, changed my mindset. I didn't know that my story, my words, what I post inspired people. Just like when people who came to me saying that I inspired them to start a podcast, and I was like, whoa, like, you know, this ain't hearing me doing the podcast, knowing that who the person I am, knowing that I'm not big on the spotlight like that, you know, not big on opening up. And they saying that, you know, I inspired them to start it. Cause, you know, I started something based on fear, and now they doing it based on fear. And you know, for all the people that say they, I inspired them for doing something that they never thought they could do, I guess I'll thank y'all for that. I didn't think that anything I did inspired others. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, that means a lot, you know. And that would make me go harder with everything that I do, you know, maybe go hard with the podcast, you know, maybe go harder with the quotes that I post on my page. It's not something I just posting. It's something that I mean. And which you wouldn't reach about, I thought it meant the gym, like the podcast. I know when episode zero, I didn't know the direction of the show was going to go until season two. When I had Felicia White on the show, shout out to her. And when she told her story about everything that she was going through, and you know, after that when I realized that I know the purpose of my show. And the purpose of the Gemini, the podcast, is for have my guests tell their story about their life that's going on in their life. You know, this will be a safe place where they open up about their life. Anything that's going on. Where they could get to the way they're at now. That way I want it for my show. That way I have Felicia White tell her story, Christy Christ tell her story, Jay Siobhan tell her story, and many more. And, you know, and I realized that, you know, the purpose of doing this show was for other people to come on my show, tell their story, and let them know where they at now, which also inspired me to also tell my story to all of y'all as well. And yeah, and that's what had been happening, you know. And like I said, I think everybody who had been on my show told a story, who not afraid to tell a story, you know, because that's what it's all about, you know. This is not no judge free zone. This is a judge free zone. I never was the type to really judge nobody about their past life or something that they did. And I just want like other than my listeners to be inspired by the story they tell and the story that I give to y'all as well. And yeah, and of course I'm talking more about the podcast journey on the 2-year anniversary of the gym, like the podcast, of course. But this is a little brief of you know, why I started it, you know. And other than to overcome, you know, being overcome not being confident, you know, overcoming my speech and giving y'all something, you know, that y'all could believe in. And I want to continue to be the voice that y'all believe in, continue to give y'all brand new content, continue to bring a lot of amazing people on the show. Because fun fact, 65% of my guests, I know them personally. 65% of my guests, I know them personally. And the rest is pretty much, I'm networking along the way, and they are part of my life now. So everybody that I bring on the show, they play a big part in my life. And you know, for me, how I pick my guests, I don't want to bring just anybody to the show and they're not connected with the audience, and or they're not connected with me. So I know, and of course I do want guests on the show. I do want a lot of people to tell their story, but we gotta have some kind of connection, and some kind of connection with each other. Cause I did have some guests who didn't connect, and I'm not gonna name no names. I got love for all my guests, but it is something that just didn't connect with the audience, and I guess I gotta be a little bit more strict on who to bring on the show. But like I said, I wanna let everybody tell their story and be an inspiration for others, and that's the goal for the show. So what my long-term, I already told y'all about my personal goals. And of course, I added to the personal goals. I already told y'all the goal about the nightlife goal, acting goal, you know, of course, wife and kids, you know, for the future, you know, entrepreneur, big entrepreneur, you know, stuff like that. But what the goal for Mr. Gemini, like the podcast, I want it to be a worldwide show. I want it to be bigger than everything. I want it to be big, you know, and everybody that's involved in the project, I want that them to be big as well. That's my goal for that. Yeah, I just like I'm making season four one of the biggest years, one of the biggest season four beyond. I want to be the biggest season, because just so y'all know, season five will also be released this year as well. That's a big announcement, just so y'all know. The guests I have for the season so far. We got Cynthia from our collaborative station. Naya returned to the show. We got more core people, you know, Marco coming to the show. a lot more return. We got some returning guests coming to the show as well. And yeah, I can't name all the guests. I don't even have all the guests yet down packed yet, but just know I just know season 4 and season 5 will be big seasons, you know, big seasons. And don't forget, we got the 2-year anniversary episode as well. I'll let you know what's going on with the premiere week. We're going to call it the premiere. Jimmy liked that premiere week. So, you know, all next week, Jimmy liked that each day, you know. Yeah, as you already know, Sunday and Monday will be season 4 premiere. That Tuesday will be Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle TV episode. The Wednesday at the end, 2-year anniversary. Also that week, I will be dropping the Premier Boy Podcast Season 2 release date, official release date. And also the Date Night Talk Podcast official release date as well. So I already got the first guest for the show. We're about to record that soon. And all I want for 2020 is for all of us to go for our goals, and of course to be COVID to be going, of course. Also my health, you know, dealing with anxiety, LPS to be going as well, handle, and everybody to be safe. You know, I want this year to be an amazing year for all of us, and that's all I want. I want all of us to win. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this bonus episode, and I'll be right back. Hello everybody, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four people do, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to this bonus episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, The Road Before Season 4. I thank y'all for, you know, just listen to my story, and thank y'all for all the support. So, y'all already know, next week, the Season 4 premiere, 2 days premiere of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, day one, we have Cynthia from our collaboration station on the show. And on day two, we had Naya returning to the show, interviewing me for Date Night Talk Special, where I also reveal the official Date Night Talk Podcast date. And also on January 20th, we have the 2-year anniversary of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. So tune in to all the shows. And once again, thank y'all. And if y'all want to be on my show for Season 4 and beyond, y'all can DM me Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N, T-L-E-M-A-N. Or y'all can send me an email with the bio about yourself and everything that you do to kenypgent@gmail.com, Also, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the Premier Pocket with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro. Oh, wait, I forgot. He's not on the show no more. Check out the finale of the Premier Podcast. And also, Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. Season 2 will premiere on February 2021. We will get y'all the release date for that real soon. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this bonus episode. See y'all season 4. Have a good night.
This is Pam D'Alal, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.